back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. We're going to change gears. No more plastic surgery or Botox talk. We're going to talk about movies. We're delighted. We have Paul Cram with us, and he is a local Minnesota guy who is has a role in the new Wilson movie that Woody Harrelson stars in alongside Laura Dern. And you play... It opens today, and Colin... gave it 3.5 stars, and Chris gave it about 2.5 stars. Mm-hmm. And so we have Paul Cram with us today, and you played Piper. Paul, how are you?
I am great. How are you ladies doing?
We're thrilled to have you on our show. Can you give us the setup for the movie?
I totally can give you a setup for the movie. So Woody Harrelson, he plays Wilson, and he reconnects with his estranged wife by Laura Dern, and he discovers and meets a teenage daughter that he didn't know he had.
And are you the daughter's boyfriend, or what role do you play in the movie as Piper?
I am not the daughter's boyfriend. Piper is Woody Harrelson's prison cellmate. So,
right.
Yeah. That's not really a spoiler alert, okay. Woody comes into prison a little later on in the movie.
All right, well, this is exciting. So how did you get cast in this movie? How'd you get the part?
I auditioned, actually. There's a local casting director named Lynn Blumenthal.
Oh, sure.
And she had me auditioning for several different prison roles.
Your mother must be proud, Paul.
Yes. Hey, lots of people play lots of parts, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, it was interesting during the fitting once they cast me for the part of Piper, I went into the fitting and I was a little confused. I was like, don't we all wear the same thing? Like
stripes?
And literally they had me try on like 7 different orange jumpsuits. And the only difference between each one was the length of the inseam. They were
and you're tall.
They were trying to decide. They were like, well, do we want it to look, like, too tight or not? And they decided not. They were like, let's give them a baggy one.
Oh, my gosh. So did you just have, because the whole film was filmed here in the Twin Cities in 2015, did you just have a riot? I mean...
Oh, I loved it. I was only on set for 2 days.
Okay.
It was a quick in and out.
Okay. But we'll see you in the movie when we go.
You will. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. Pay attention when the prison scenes come up.
No blinking, huh?
No blink. Yeah. No, I'm hard to miss. Piper is definitely in the film.
Okay, that's exciting. Well, congratulations.
What was Woody like?
Woody was awesome. I started asking around to my friends here in town. I was like, do you know anything about Woody? Do I need to be worried? Is he hard to work with? Everybody's like, oh, calm down, you know, don't worry about it. He's really laid back, and I found that to be really true. Like he and I, like Piper and him, we actually, in the prison cell, we actually read the Bible together.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were doing that, but then Woody, he started improvising some lines, and those didn't end up in the movie, but it was a blast. We talked about chocolate bars and Bible verses.
Oh, I love that.
Only you could with Woody Harrelson.
Did he smell like patchouli and Febreze, or?
He actually totally did.
Did he?
Fun fact, he I think a lot of people know this, but he is a vegan.
He has been for a long time, and doesn't he have like vegan and hemp clothing interests, or he's sort of...
Yes.
Earthy dude.
Yeah. He's very earthy, absolutely. Like even for the lunches, you know, on set, he had a very specific diet that he was eating. Obviously, he's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared some of his, the sesame jalapeno oil sauce on top of this walnut salad. And I was like, that's cool.
That's
I'll
good
try
stuff.
Some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I actually was curious. If you haven't seen the movie trailer yet, there's a scene in a malt shop, and he's eating, it looks like he's eating ice cream.
What is it?
Totally not ice cream. It is like an actual, some type of cold dessert, but I want to say it was some kind of like a bean, I don't know, it sounded odd.
Because it's from a cow. Oh, for God's sakes, I couldn't be a vegan, neither could you, Jules.
No, ever. Okay, Paul.
No, I couldn't either. I love bacon.
And butter.
You know what? We found something charming about you, besides that you are charming. Paul Cram is with us, and
Cram.
Mm-hmm. Is it cram or carm?
It's cram, like what you do the night before a test. You know, cram okay. for those tests.
Okay. We cram before the show. All right, so we every year love to go in the Fine Arts Building at the Minnesota State Fair and to find out that you have a ton of blue ribbons and are an artist in your art. You've won blue ribbons at the fair, and also your art can be found right now in the Wilcock Gallery in Excelsior.
Oh, my gosh. You guys totally did your homework. I love it.
Yes. I mean, but that's really cool. Like, what do you paint? What's your, do you do landscapes? Do you
paint
people?
I actually paint with oils.
Okay, but what?
And so, oh, my gosh. My stuff is mostly, like, landscape type stuff. It gets compared, it's very impressionistic.
Oh, cool. My favorite.
Yeah, I love the impressionists. You can actually, there's even some works people are interested in. I have some paintings hanging around a few different hospitals around town, too.
Oh, cool. You do?
We're curious. So did you have any scenes with Laura Dern, or did you just meet her?
Oh, my gosh. That's a funny story, because, like I was saying, like I was worried I might be starstruck by Woody, and I wasn't, because he's so nice. I came out of my trailer, and the 2 days I was on set, it was only supposed to be, like, Woody and I, because we're shooting in a prison, you know? Laura Dern's not in those scenes. So it didn't even enter my mind that she would be around at all. And I walk out of my trailer, and I walk around the corner, and bam, she's, like, right there. And I am a little bit embarrassed by this, but, like, my whole body froze, and my mouth fell to the ground, and I just kind of, like, I think I gibbered, like, "You're the scientist from Jurassic Park."
Nice. Well, we all met her at different stages of our life.
That was an iconic part for her.
It was. Yeah. It was. And it was in theaters, and I just remember going to it and being, like, in awe of everything.
I remember going to the theater and watching it and saying, I've got to get some shorts and some boots like that. I feel like she started a lot of girls wearing those sort of half hiking boots. With the sock?
Yes, the boots and those khaki shorts.
Yeah. Yes, and the khaki shorts were like, it's so, you know, it's like sexy.
So wilderness.
Sexy, but determined and smart. That's what the look seemed to
Say. And it's like, I'm going to kick your butt, too.
Exactly. Okay, and so, Paul, we were looking on your IMDb page, and it looks like you've got some other parts that you've been doing.
I do, yes, actually. I shot a movie, actually, in Maine called Anniversary. And it's a fun, spooky, horror-type movie, and I actually have one of the lead roles in it, so I'm very excited about it.
When's that coming out?
Well, it's in post-production right now, and here's the thing. It's one of those really independent movies that does not have a star like Woody Harrelson attached to it. So we don't know. It may just go straight to, like, Netflix or something like that once it's done.
Or maybe it could be the new Blair Witch Project.
Ooh, I would love it.
Yeah,
I would love it.
Because after all, it's starving Paul Cram.
Well, and not only that, but there is an app. Like, look at the success of Get Out. I mean, that movie was made for $4.5 million. No one, you know,
exactly. Which is in my brain and in a lot of the movies that I work on, it's like, wow, $4 million's a lot. But in the grand scheme of movies, that's not. Really,
and so Hollywood has a big appetite right now for suspense and horror movies, and so maybe this is going to be good for your movie Anniversary.
Well, when Anniversary,
when it gets picked up
and comes out, I'm going to come and talk to you.
You promise? Your email was charming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
thank
best
you.
Of luck.
Are
to
you
Wilson?
Really a cross between Barney Fife and James Dean? Because we love that descriptor.
Oh, my gosh. I will say this. A casting director once told me, the casting director from The Lord of the Rings, she was like, oh, my gosh, where were you when I was casting Lord of the Rings? Because you could have played Gollum.
Oh.
Because you're skinny?
Yeah.
Because I'm skinny and I do a lot of, like, very physical work, but I also, you're very kind, but I can run with the uglies. I will just say that.
Oh, my God, Paul. You're so funny and charming.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh, what fun. Well, we hope you
we're going to keep
so
watching you, and we are going to go see Wilson, so we look forward to seeing you playing Piper and just seeing in the movie, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and can I just plug the five theaters it's playing in?
Please.
Yeah, it's playing at the AMC Eden Prairie.
Okay.
Imagine Lakeville, Imagine Willow Creek, the Landmark Lagoon in Minneapolis, and Regal in Eagan.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. So, and it's going to get good word of mouth after this weekend. It'll go to more theaters.
Oh, awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. When we come back, we're going to Hollywood Speak, and yes, the Gossip Hammer has dropped down.
Hey, it's Jason from Jason and Alexis in the Morning. And if you missed Second Chance Romance, you missed.